Does this apply to other boards and commissions? I don't think it should, because other boards and commissions aren't asking us for more than $350,000 a year for funding. So that's probably not going to fly. So it is our tax dollars, and to dilute our influence on this board by however amount is not a good thing. When it originally was created, I think it was 9 board members, and now it's doubled that. And our influence on that board has been reduced by more than half. So in order to preserve our tax dollars, I think that it wouldn't be a good idea to approve.
So you're saying, Councilmember Sons, any board or commission that the city of Bryan does give tax dollars to, then we need to address the same issue. Doesn't matter if it's 350, 200,000, half a million, 20,000. I mean, it should be the same. We shouldn't play, shouldn't pick on one entity or the other. But I do agree, if we're giving tax dollars, we should have a say in what happens at whatever level or percentage. And I agree with you there. And as long as we're consistent with all organizations that we give money to, that we look at it, if you feel that it's it dilutes our say. But again, bringing so I guess by voting against this, you're voting against Blinn College, which is in Bryan. You're voting against the Health Science Center representation, which is in Bryan. And you're voting against 2 other board members that aren't appointed by the city of Bryan, but do business or reside in Bryan, that kind of look after our interests too. So understand that, I think Blinn College is great. I mean, we're looking at an additional campus. The Health Science Center has changed the way of the West Side. So to say that they weren't deserving to be at the table, whether they wrote a check or not, it's invaluable what they, and including A&M also, and what they bring to our community. And so them having a voice on here has never done anything in my 10 years as being on the board to hurt the city of Bryan. It has only helped the city of Bryan. So, I'd have no problem. If there's another 10 people, council member, that we could add to that committee that bring, importance and good opportunities for the city of Bryan and College Station and Brazos County, I would definitely be open into looking at who those would be. Because, again, in the end, they're looking after our interest in trying to make our communities better. And by keeping these major stakeholders away from the board, I think takes away from the cities of Bryan and College Station. I mean, A&M is the major player in this community, and for them, to say that they're not going to be at the table, that's just not going to happen in this town. I think we need to work with them and not be on separate pages with them. So again, I support moving forward on this ordinance change. Any other discussion?
Yes, Mayor.
Well, Councilmember, you've spoke twice. I've spoke twice. Mike has spoke twice. Anyone else that hasn't spoke to this item yet would like to speak? Okay, Mayor Lynn, we have a motion to postpone right now that we're voting on. So you're postponing these items, including paragraph 6 here. All those in favor to postpone, please raise your right hand. All those opposed, please raise your right hand. Motion fails. We're back to the main motion to approve the revisions of the bylaws. Discussion on that item. Councilmember Sons.
Getting back to your point.
We're only talking about these bylaw changes here, not the RVP in general or anything else. So please, gentlemen, keep it to the motion on the table. Councilmember Sons.
Let me pass on this one, Mayor. I'll come back to it.
Anyone else would like to speak in regards to this item? Again, let me explain to the council, as your RVP rep, by approving this, you keep an RVP rep on here that would possibly have to go off currently. And also, I think it may be a symbolic vote of support for A&M, but I don't want to go on record that I don't support the Department of Engineering or the Department of AgriLife Sciences and the third at-large spot in serving on the RVP board, because I think they bring a lot to our community and to the city of Bryan, and I want to continue to partner with those departments and particularly with Texas A&M University. There is a bylaws committee that's been established. They will come back. All three funding entities have to agree on all the language, so who will all have to be on the same page, so some of this could be changed. But Brazos County supported it. I think we should support it. If College Station supports some of it, we'll go back on the items that they don't support or the items that they want to add, and then that's something we'll address at a later date with the county and with the City of Bryan and vote on again.